5.
Jersey gets jobbed. The White House says, don't blame me for your pay cut. Jason Collins comes out, and female DNA found on bomb parts. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight. We're meeting at the crossroads of what's happening in your backyard and mine. Still, there's buzz over a couple of different aspects as far as what happened in Boston. And this latest story about the female DNA has a lot of people shook up. What does that mean, that there's female DNA that has been found on some of the components of the bombs, the pressure cooker bombs that went off at the marathon? So what does that mean? Remember seeing that image? That, of course, it was pumped up all over the place, the crumpled-looking can. Well, now that they've actually combed through it, the fact is that they found that DNA on the same day that the FBI went inside the home of bomber Tamerlan Snarnev's widow's parents and the nearby family of a man that was just identified as his mysterious mentor. Remember that story kept circling around the globe? And now, because it's leaked out, they're just talking that it's, you know, we can't talk about specifics of it. We can't, you know, say anything about that DNA. But boy, that raises, I think, a whole lot of red flags and questions. Oh, the wife knew nothing about it. You know, who else could have touched this? And what woman knew something about it? And did a woman know something about it? You know, 26-year-old Tamerlan Snarnev, of course, was killed after the bombing a few days afterwards in a shootout with the cops, as we all know. The 19-year-old brother, Zokar Snarnev, captured alive, but now is at a medical detention center. And the interesting fact here about him is Judy Clark is going to be his lawyer. So it looks like they're talking about a possible deal with the feds where they might consider waiving the death penalty for what they're calling a full accounting of the attack that left three people dead, as you all know, and 260-plus people injured. So here's the question. He's going to give a full accounting. What valuable nuggets will be recovered from what he has to say that's worth taking the death penalty off the table? Now, Pete Williams, who's been all over this thing because NBC has him out there covering it, is the one who actually broke that story. Zokar was charged with federal terrorism last week following that massive debate about whether or not he should be treated as an enemy combatant, which would have potentially given anyone investigating more latitude, of course, to question him about other plots, but that didn't happen. He was tore up with gunshot wounds before he was taken into custody. Remember that whole thing, we don't have to relive it, of him hiding in the boat. Crazy confrontation. So the FBI did a search of his house, and this goes back to what I was just saying, where Tamerlan's widow, Catherine Russell's been living in Rhode Island since the attack happened. She said she was shocked. She had no idea her late husband was planning it. They took a sample of her DNA for comparison against a sample of the DNA that was found on this fragment of one of the pressure cooker bombs that exploded. The DNA could have come from another source, though. One of the employees at the store where the parts were made for the bombs. You know, there's a lot of possibilities there. However, if it's traced to the wife, that really makes the story that much more sickening, because she would most likely, or theoretically, we don't know that, but she could have been involved in this whole thing when she's denying she knew anything about it. So then the question still goes back to the whole Miranda rights thing. Eric Holder is defending it all over the place, saying it was totally consistent with any of the laws we have in the books. If you read the laws, it's okay. It's okay. The decision to Mirandize was what the magistrate judge who showed up at the hospital decided had to happen. Snardev was under investigation, or interrogation rather, for about 16 hours. And then he was read his Miranda rights. The FBI thought it had up to 48 hours to question him under the pre-Miranda public safety exemption, because that's what it's called, right? Public safety exemption. Don't worry, we'll learn our laws along with everybody else who's supposed to know them. The key thing here is, should the death penalty be taken off the table? Usually in these circumstances, you would have talked to the family members and get a sense of how they feel. How do you feel about the death penalty? How do you feel about that being a part of what we're pursuing here? But if there's some kind of a deal and there's amazing information that comes out, then that doesn't happen because he cuts a deal so that doesn't have to happen. And it makes sense that Judy Clark would be the attorney because she is the person who handles the big-time cases. The one you would know most recently is Jared Lee Loeffner, who tried to kill Gabby Giffords, the former Arizona congresswoman, but killed six other people anyway. Didn't get her, shot her at point blank, you know how that went, but killed so many others that were right there in his way. He didn't get the death penalty. Didn't get the death penalty. You know, while we talk about these investigations and what should happen and how justice should be meted out, Louis Gohmert, who, of course, is synonymous with the, if you remember back in his time, in the in zeroing in on what's been going on, he's a member of the Homeland Security Committee. He's saying that one of the problems is that the investigators have their hands tied because there's too much pressure not to target Islamic groups, and that hinders them in zeroing in on the bombers. How do you question a guy to determine whether or not he's been radicalized when you're not allowed to go into things like jihad and al-Qaeda? Which makes sense. You can't even ask about those two things. How do you determine whether or not he's radicalized? I think it's very scary, actually. There has to be a way to clear that up. You know, classified, non-classified. I mean, why do we have things classified? Thinking about that. Thinking about what they can do, what they can't do. I mean, the FBI, how much information should they have access to try to weed out would-be terrorists like this whole bombing that happened in Boston? And they're getting more backup for that. But that's also scary because what does that mean to everybody else in protection for their liberties and to have a free internet? Free in a sense. Because trust me, we're all paying way too much for internet. Remember back in the days when you weren't paying anything for the computer other than the asking price or cable TV? That's all changed, huh? All right, coming up on the flip side, how did Jersey get ripped off? I'm going to tell you next.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
This is not a victory lap. We know we have a lot more work to do. There's a lot of unmet needs, unanswered questions, and unfulfilled aspirations. We're not going to have a situation like we've had in previous disasters. At least we're going to try to make sure that people aren't ripping us off.
Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, wants to make sure his people are protected. And so far, he's singing the praises of the president, saying he's kept the promises that he made about helping the state recover from Superstorm Sandy. So Jersey got ripped off. How'd they get ripped off? In the beginning, when they were divvying up the piles of money in the kingdom known as the Northeast Quarter. New York got a little bit more, but you could look at the damage on Long Island. But goodness, New Jersey was slammed on all sides, the North and the South, even central New Jersey. So Chris Christie right now is saying, as long as we get the dough, we're good. Federal approval is expected for New Jersey's plan. It was just boom, boom, rubber stamped. So that fell down into place. $1.8 billion, that's in grant money to rebuild. And there was a lot of rebuilding that has to happen. You know, at Seaside Heights, that resort in northern New Jersey, the roller coaster is still in the water. They said they might have it out in 2 weeks. In Atlantic City, which is southern New Jersey, there's still giant parts of the boardwalk that are washed out and boats that are dry docked seemingly almost permanently. And people who are having to rebuild houses, and unfortunately in the rebuilding of the houses now, they're making them, insurance-wise, lift the houses up like they do in parts of Florida and what they're doing now in that water bowl called New Orleans, because you know how it's built in a bowl. And even though they changed the levees around, still there were things they had to do for the insurance. $1.8 billion. Do you realize, and this is so scary when you go back in time, do you realize, as you're listening to me, you know, it's been 6 months since Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy. It's amazing. 6 months, just like that. Boom. And this is how long it's been taking to get funded. You've seen commercials with people saying, oh, thanks, America, for helping us and not forgetting us and donating money, and we're still trying to pick up the pieces. Speaking of picking up the pieces, it's no site is ever 100% cleaned up, especially when you talk about what happened on 9/11. I was stunned over the weekend to hear the story about a chunk of airplane debris found near the World Trade Center site. They believe came from one of the jets that was hijacked in that attack, was identified as a piece from a 767 wing. So they found it. I mean, what a mystery, a mysterious thing. They had no idea it was there. They were trying to remove it with a rope, and it just sat there for all these years. Nobody really realized what it is. It's a 5-foot part. There's this 5-foot part that is trailing an edge flap, and they believe it's from one of the two planes on September 11th. They couldn't determine which one. American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower at 8:46 in the morning. A United Flight 175 hit the South Tower at 9:03. So they're going to sift through the soil and see what else they can find. But the part, this is the wild part, the part was found wedged between two buildings in an alley, only 18 inches wide between the rear of one place and the back of 51 Park Place, actually, where a mosque and community center was proposed 3 blocks from Ground Zero. And there is a Boeing stamp that's on it, found by a series of numbers. Wow. I mean, that does bring back horrific memories of what happened there. And at the same time, I mean, it's a piece of chunk of debris, piece of history that was scattered that nobody saw because of where it was hidden. Wow. That's amazing to come across that. I mean, just absolutely amazing. You would think, since we're kind of going down this road of mixing it up, you would think that with so many people that want to adopt in this country, that 8 kids who were in foster care, or 8 kids were placed in foster care after being dropped off at a fire station. So with all the people that want kids, CPS is talking with a mother of 8 kids, 3 to 12, who were left alone Sunday morning at a house in Dallas, Texas. So they were left alone, and they were picked up, and they were taken to, this is what happens, they get dropped off at a fire station, then Child Protective Services responds, and now the kids end up in foster care while they investigate what happened here. And they're not very revealing, so the mother could face charges. It just brings up the whole thing, I think, of kids being pawns so often in some people's lives. How do you do that? I mean, how do you, with a clear conscience, how do you do that? I mean, why do you just leave them alone? How do you do that and feel okay about a 3-year-old in that situation? Wow. But that's what happened. That's what happened. So there were acquaintances from church who went over to the house to check on the kids, didn't find their mother at home. They dropped the kids off at the fire station, and then that was it. I used to hear stories like this, and I thought, nah, they're making them up. They have to be making them up. Who would do that to their kids? Who would put them in that precarious situation in the first place? Many of you have lots of thoughts about the buzz in your backyard, and you send them to me. Over the weekend, we got a ton of email. You can certainly weigh in at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 52-83, zigging and zagging in a couple of different directions, including the fact, lamenting, because of the way I feel, of the fact that there is no death penalty for the bombing suspect, the 19-year-old Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, who is in jail waiting for what could be this deal in exchange for full accounting of the attack that left the three dead that we've talked about a lot and 260-plus people injured. Is it too bad that the death penalty gets taken out of the equation? So criminal defense attorney Judy Clark, who's represented just oodles of bad guys, I'm going to call them, because they were convicted in court of law or are still waiting trial, one that I can think of off the top of my head. So I'll give him a pass, I guess, temporarily for 2 seconds. But Judy Clark has represented, you know, all kinds of people, including Jared Loughner, who pled guilty last year to the rampage in Arizona that wounded Gabby Giffords, and he was spared the death penalty. Now, when it comes to this case, you think of the recovery, think of being in, you think of being in the hospital, then being questioned, then being charged. Tsarnaev filed a request in Boston federal court last week asking the U.S. magistrate judge to appoint his legal team as Judy Clark and another lawyer. So that she comes in, this is what she does, and she'll go round and round about the whole death penalty thing, and I think that gets knocked out of the table. But the question is justice served if there is no death penalty? Most of my friends and many of you listening to America Tonight don't agree with me on my pro-death penalty stance and think that because of accidents that happen, evidence that is faulty and has changed, that the death penalty's time has come and gone and doesn't really serve as a deterrent, so why bother? I disagree. I think there is something that will never give a person whose family is ripped apart by, in this case, a terrorist, we want to call him a terrorist for sure, the feeling that justice was served other than the death penalty to me. It's that eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth thing. So would you feel like justice was not served in this case if Judy Clark has her way and has yet more success in defending another high-profile client against the death penalty? Think about it. 855-266-5283. We're checking the mail next.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, party, and confused, because maybe you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. The chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you. Die, yeah.
All right, a lot of you, as I keep saying, have filled the mailbag again and again and again and again and again. And a lot of people have, listening to the show, have plenty to say about what's happening in the Boston case and also Jason Collins, who has come out as a gay player in the NBA. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one comes to us from Jason, who says, hats off to Jay Collins for being up front, finally, and saying that he's a gay athlete. Will he get another gig in the NBA? Who knows? But he got support from the league, from David Stern, from the former president, Bill Clinton, from all kinds of celebrities who said they were proud of his courage and that maybe more people will step into the light and out of the closet in a sense, because at this point, do we really care? Do you think any younger generations are going to label somebody as a homosexual? I'm going to say no. I'm 28 And I can tell you, most of my friends, even if it's not for them, and even if they're highly Christian, they don't want to point fingers or condemn other people's and people, and I don't think they care about Jason Collins to say that he shouldn't have done what he did. Well, you know, the whole thing here with, thanks for that note, the whole thing here is the how other players and other teams will react to this. There's probably it'll be fine. You know, it's about basketball no matter what. And then the rest comes into play, your personal history. It's about winning, and in the NBA and in any big-time sport, it's one of the big four. Really, that's the focus. Now, will he be back in a role in the NBA is the tricky thing. And really, I don't think that's from discrimination. I think it's because he's, you know, he's played for six different teams. He's 34. Is he kind of past that point? Not necessarily, but he could be. Because if you look at his points, his totals, and he's got height, he's a 7-foot center, so that's why the teams would have brought him in. But he's averaged just a handful of points. It's like 3.6 and barely 4 rebounds a game in 12 seasons. Now, he wasn't somebody who was used on the floor necessarily that way either, but he comes out and the word spread quickly. When he decided, he became the first male professional athlete to do that. And I think that is pretty brave because he didn't do it for all the time in between. He decided to wait and then said after the Boston bombings, he said this seemed like a good time. Why am I waiting and not just being truthful? So there was lots and lots of reaction to Jason Collins, a lot of people tweeting that it was courageous and all this other stuff. I'm just wondering if it will open the floodgates and other male athletes will come forward and say that they're gay or not. I mean, keep to themselves. At this point, I bet you still, especially in the NFL, that there would be a keep it to yourself kind of thing, I think. There was another reaction to this, and this one from Crystal, who says, hey, Kate Delaney, love the show. Love, 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 love. Don't agree with the lifestyle of Jason Collins one bit. That's because I am a Bible-thumping kind of woman. However, he has a right to do it, and he has a right to share that if he feels like he wants to do it. I don't believe that he'll be treated any differently in the NBA. If he continues to play, it won't really matter. Nobody's going to really care about it, I don't think. What do you say? Well, I think if he gets picked up by another team, they're going to want him to be the big body in the middle, certainly not the scoring machine or the fantastic rebounder or anything like that. I mean, he was traded from Boston to Washington in February. He was the 18th pick in the first round of the 2001 NBA draft. So he's not a superstar kind of guy. And there have been other athletes who have come out, but it's been when they've been retired. So this is a little bit different that he did this while he was a free agent and essentially still playing in the NBA. This certainly isn't the last word, I don't think, on Jason Collins or just in general the idea that somebody decided to come out while they were technically still playing. All right, let's take this one from The Blade. The Blade says, Kate, we can only hope that the wiretap mandate will not fly through Congress because we know that Google and Facebook have more money than either one of us can count, and I'm sure they will fight the proposal for intercepting online communications. Yeah, I think it'd be a nightmare for them. Of course they're going to do that, without a doubt. They're going to do that because why would Google or Facebook, what advantage would it be to them? It's more getting in the crosshairs of the people that they want on their sites. So that does not seem like a likely scenario. This poll shows that the public, this is interesting, the public actually blames the president for what's the public and the Republicans equally for what's been brewing in Foggy Bottom, and it's all the sequester stuff where things are being chopped out of budgets that people don't realize they're being chopped out until they go to use the services, like what's happening in the skies that was part of the furlough, and 34% of the people who responded blamed the Republicans for the FAA furloughs of air traffic controllers. That was what part of that nightmare was last week, with the with flights not taking off on time, people waiting a couple of hours on either side, and what a nightmare it was. So Congress last week said, yep, they authorized the FAA to transfer funds from airport improvement grants into their personnel budget so they could end the air traffic controllers' furloughs that were starting to pile up, frankly, and they were piling up planes and flight delays. So if he signs the bill, even though he wanted a mixture of spending cuts and tax increases to replace the $85 billion in automatic spending cuts that went into effect on March 4th, I would say he gets that. I would say that I would say there isn't a worry there. I think he gets that. So this could change a few things for a few people, but isn't it interesting? Some Congress people are inconvenienced. And so what do they do along with the general public? We don't want that anymore. So please pay the air traffic controllers so we can get back to some normalcy when it comes to traveling, because already it's a headache as it is. So let's fix this right away. If we're going to cherry pick, let's fix it. Let's make sure that we have a way to get home, and therefore everybody else benefits from that as well who might be traveling, which is a big wow, isn't it? I think it's a very, very big wow. Such generosity, because it suits them. That's why it suits them. Do you ever think about some of the things that are going extinct around us? You know, that name, that word used to get thrown around a lot when I was a kid. There would always be conversations, whether it was in science class or at the Smithsonian or the Franklin Institute, about that kind of stuff. But after 6 years of searching, an entomologist concluded that three varieties of butterflies native to South Florida have become extinct. Extinct. That they've disappeared. So it's a warning about the degradation of South Florida's environment. There are major problems, environmental harm, all that kind of stuff. So the quality for people is degrading, and I think people are probably a little bit worried about that. You think, oh, that's no big deal, a few little things extinct, but for every animal, mammal, insect, whatever, in the forest, there is a purpose. There is a purpose, and this can hurt populations in the reverse order. In the reverse order. So the three butterflies were found only in southern Florida and are now extinct at the Florida Zesto Skipper and a couple of others. Wow. How about that? The mosquito spray, who knows? Something definitely affected those populations, without a doubt. All right, so if you want to email the show, you can do that, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And perhaps next time we check the mailbag, we may read your letter. Thanks very much for sending them all in. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again.
Willie Nelson. Who hasn't heard that song? But that's just one of the many popular Willie Nelson songs. Listen.
Bum.
the full play, didn't it? Think of Willie Nelson. He, you know, he had seven kids, or has seven kids. He's married to the same woman since 1991, Annie D'Angelo. He's known for a whole bunch of things, including when he got tapped by the IRS. Remember that? When he saved his house with the IRS tapes is what he did, because he owed money and they were coming after him no matter what. So if he had to sell stuff, he was going to sell stuff. He was going to get the money and he was going to get them off of his back. The government was going to get off of his back. Of course, he's known as the Redheaded Stranger. That's his nickname. He was born April 30th, 1933. He's mostly country rock, outlaw country, they call it. Some call it alternative country, even some pop music. And when you look back at the amount of songs that Willie Nelson has written, or songs he's been involved with in the very, very beginning, you know, of his music career, you have to go back to the 50s. He cut his first record in 1956. No Place for Me was his first record, but the record didn't really go anywhere. Nobody bought the record. So he worked as a radio announcer and a singer in Vancouver clubs. He made a bunch of appearances in a Colorado nightclub. He did everything that he could do. He started to work as a dishwasher, and then he ended up going back to Texas. And this is wild. I was reading this story about him today. He sold door-to-door Bibles. Door-to-door Bibles. Can you imagine? Vacuum cleaners. And then became a sales manager for Encyclopedia Americana. And eventually, he ditched all that and started writing more music. Moved to Nashville. Nobody would sign him. His demos were rejected. But he would play in this lounge near the Grand Old Opry. So a lot of the stars from the Grand Old Opry went in there, and other singers and all that kind of stuff. And he met some pretty well-known people who heard him and liked him. And before you knew it, he was jamming with them and writing music and all that sort of stuff. And then he slowly but surely, his career started to take off somewhat. He went on tours and became popular, really, with outlaw country. As time went on, it was outlaw country that put him in the mainstream, more in the mainstream, I think, than probably anything else. It's very, very funny to me, because you think of him as older with the braids and all that stuff. It's funny to go back and look at the old pictures of Willie Nelson, and he had that, at one point, that crazy short hair. Of course, everybody was younger that he hung out with Chris Offerson and Waylon Jennings and whatnot, but he was part of the Highwaymen. Remember, that was the Johnny Cash group, and Christofferson was part of that, and he was there too. And like I said, the IRS, he owed the IRS some serious money, some serious zeros, like six of them with the 32 in front of it, and his accountants hadn't been paying his taxes for years. So he had unpaid taxes. He had investments that were tanking, and he had to pay back. He negotiated the sum and had to pay back a pretty big sum. So other people, I think, came out and helped him, and he settled. He settled for whatever he could to get that out of the way, and then he toured and played with people like Johnny Cash and Toby Keith and, you know, whatnot, but certainly turned things around too when he came back into the public eye a little bit more. And he did a bunch of movies. He did Thief and Electric Horseman. He played in a whole bunch of little TV appearances and, you know, whatnot. And I've been to this a couple of different times. He's got a truck stop in Carl's Corner, Texas. The bankruptcy court allowed him to invest in it. They got about 80 employees, and it was a concert hall with a bar and a dance floor. But it closed in 2011 after defaulting on a loan. So he's had some real struggles, but when he does a concert, he really draws people out. People want to see Willie Nelson. And now at 80 and, you know, the whole, he's still that maverick is probably the better word to use, that he's that maverick kind of guy. He does have his fans without a doubt. You heard On the Road Again. That was from 1980. But he sang on We Are the World. He did the other song in the 70s as well, Always on My Mind. That was a big hit for him. He sang with different people on their duet albums. So what a career Willie Nelson had. I did get one email from Kelly who said, Kate, you cannot believe what a huge Willie Nelson fan I am. I'm 35, so he was before my time in a sense, but I grew up listening to him rock out, as one would say, because to me, yes, he was country, but he had sort of a rockabilly style in a few songs that you could easily pick up, and he's fun to see in concert. I've probably been to four or five of his concerts. Yeah, he's got another, you know, they always say it's the farewell tour, but he's touring all over the place. Clearwater, Florida, Atlanta, Evansville, Indiana, Kalamazoo, Michigan, South Dakota, lots of different venues that he'll be hitting, maybe one close to you. And he does a 4th of July picnic with Kris Kristofferson, and that's on the 4th of July. And he does that each and every year in Fort Worth, and it's always jammed, always jammed, because people, as I said, cannot get enough of Willie Nelson. I think it's something about the renegade guy with the headband and the attitude and whatnot that draws people in. You know, television shows, he was in the Dukes of Hazzard and Wag the Dog. I remember Wag the Dog. What a good movie that was, with Dustin Hoffman. So happy birthday, Willie Nelson. 80 looks great on you.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.